Welcome to the 21st. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Many of you have spoken at the polls. So what's next? On Tuesday, nearly 2 million Illinois voters weighed in on the presidency, U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and other races. But concerns about the coronavirus loomed large. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced a Chicago woman in her 60s with an underlying health condition became the first person to succumb to COVID-19. Fears of the disease spreading caused election judges across the state to stay home. Still, Illinois helped to widen former Vice President Joe Biden's lead over Bernie Sanders for the Democratic presidential nomination. Biden bested Sanders 59-36%. The only county that Sanders won in the entire state was Champaign County. In comparison, Sanders won the majority of Illinois counties back in 2016. President Donald Trump beat businessman Roque De La Fuente 96-4% and secured the Republican nomination for president. But what about the downstate ballots, and how much did the coronavirus concerns play a role in the primary? Joining us on the line, Brian Mackey, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Reginald. How are you?
I'm great. And also Jim Meadows is the senior reporter for WILL's Illinois Newsroom. He spoke with winners in the 13th and 15th congressional district primary races last night. Both may garner national attention in the months ahead. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you, Reginald.
And we're also practicing our physical distancing, so I know I'm talking to both of you in remote locations. Brian, let me start with you. Bernie won big against Hillary in 2016, but an entirely different picture last night.
Yeah, it certainly was. I went back and pulled some of the numbers from 2016, and it's worth remembering that was a really close race. Bernie almost won. Clinton seemed to be doing well, kind of a very slow climb to the nomination, which of course is what eventually happened, but she only beat Bernie Sanders by 2 points. Back in 2016. Quite a different story this year. Joe Biden defeating Sanders by 23 points. So just a resounding victory. But the numbers tell a lot of that story. So Clinton and Sanders both got about 1 million votes. Biden, so that's 2 million votes cast in the Democratic contest for president back in 2016. This year, Biden got just over 900,000 votes so far. Bernie got a little more than 500,000. So the turnout was just significantly lower. Now, a big caveat there is that in Chicago, where there have been a number of election mishaps leading up to this unprecedented election amid a global pandemic, they announced late on election day, that there were going to be 200,000 early voting ballots that had not yet been counted, and a potential universe, is how they phrase that, of another 70,000 mail-in ballots. They're going to be coming in the next 2 weeks. Now, you do the math on that, it would not be enough to, you know, even if every single one of those votes went for Bernie Sanders, it would not be enough to change the outcome of that race. But there are a number of local elections in Chicago that could be affected by that.
Interesting. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is seeking a fifth term to represent Illinois. He is a Democrat. Who is the Republican challenging him?
Yeah, there was, even though Durbin has won with, and the Board of Elections website was a little hinky yesterday, I got probably a lot of demands on it. I couldn't go back and find his margins of victory, but he's won pretty comfortably in most of his recent elections. And so it's not an election on the Republican side that drew a lot of big names, not a lot of people willing to give up, you know, their existing seats in power to take on this daunting challenge of a fairly entrenched, as you said, somebody who's seeking his fifth term in the U.S. Senate, Dick Durbin. But the Republican winner was the former Lake County Sheriff named Mark Curran. He is won fairly handily, a decent plurality of the vote. He campaigned on being pro-life, pro-tighter border control, pro-Second Amendment rights, pro-Constitution, everything you would expect a Republican in the Trump era to campaign on. But he does have, and some of his opponents tried to use this against him, he does have some, you know, record of some moderate stances or working across the aisle in the past. He was a supporter, for example, which a lot of Illinois Republicans were, I believe, of the temporary visitor driver's license, which basically was a way to get people who are in Illinois without, legal status, being able to have driver's licenses so then they could get insurance. It was billed as kind of a public safety move at the time, but as the Republican Party has moved further to the right on immigration issues, that has become something of a liability for him. But he is the nominee, and he will be challenging Dick Durbin this fall.
Not a lot of surprises in the presidential or Senate primary contest, but get ready for some fireworks in some of the congressional races. WILL senior reporter Jim Meadows, let me turn to you. Republican Rodney Davis won the 13th congressional district race in 2018. I understand he'll be competing in November against a familiar face.
Yes, Reginald, he'll be competing against Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, who came within a percentage point of defeating Davis in 2018. And Lonergan easily defeated her primary challenger, Stephanie Smith, in yesterday's primary. So the two will be back on the ballot again in November.
And this could be an expensive race.
Well, for those figures, I'm looking at reporting that Ryan Denham has done over at WGLT in Normal. And just noting that already the money raised has gotten into over $1 million for both candidates for 2020. Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan has raised $1.4 million so far. Davis has raised $1.9 million. Londrigan actually outraised Davis in 2018, although it was not enough to defeat him.
And she lost by just a very small margin, right?
Yes, and this is in a district, and one reason I think that there's so much money being spent here is that this district was drawn by a Democratic legislature in Illinois so that a Democrat would have a chance at winning. And over the past decade, there have been several election years in which Democrats have made a really hard try to defeat the Republican.
Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan talked with you, Jim, last night, and she talked about the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Let's listen to what she said.
You know, making sure that people have access to quality, affordable health care is, you know, why I got into this race in the first place. And, you know, I'll be watching very closely because I want to see how Congress is going to help working families make it through this crisis.
And we need to mention Congressman Davis supports a relief bill that has passed the House and expected to pass in the Senate. And it would include paid sick and family leave for some workers, extended unemployment benefits, and emergency funds for food security programs. Jim, can we expect health care to be a big talking point for both Londrigan and Davis?
Well, yes, because health care has been a big talking point for both of these candidates. Both Davis and Lonergan are in the situation of having had family members who have faced serious illness. In the case of Lonergan, it was his son who was, I think, infected with Rocky Mountain spotted fever because of a tick bite. And in Davis's case, because his wife suffered from colon cancer, these were real serious illnesses that that afflicted family members of both of the candidates, and both of them has used them as a show of how sincere they are about wanting to get a good solution about health care in the nation.
And I think anyone who hasn't thought about those health care issues or, you know, made them major issues, maybe thinking about them with the coronavirus right now. Let's talk now with Brian Mackey. You know, back in 2018, Democrat Sean Casten flipped the 6th congressional district from red to blue, and Lauren Underwood did the same in the 14th. But I take it the Republicans are going to fight for those districts again.
Yeah, these are, you know, anytime there's a wave election, the other party is eyeing the races that it thinks it might be able to win back. And these were two that in the 2018 blue wave, where the Democrats swept back into power in the U.S. House of Representatives with such big consequences, right? I mean, we've had impeachment as a result of that. These are two seats that Republicans think they'll be able to win. And so they, you know, they're drew at least in the Lauren Underwood district, in the 15th, which is sort of the exurban area, if you will. It's just beyond, it's the far western suburbs and even beyond the suburbs until, at least until Chicagoland merges with Iowa City someday in one giant metropolis. But, or I should say Des Moines. Oh, that joke flopped, didn't it? The race there drew a number of Republicans. The biggest name was State Senator Jim Oberweis. He is a state senator, but he has even greater name recognition than that because, of course, he runs Oberweis Dairy, which is all over Chicagoland and the suburbs as a series of milk and ice cream stores. People have home delivery of the milk. He's also run for governor and U.S. Senate statewide before. So he won that primary, and he will be challenging current U.S. Representative Lauren Underwood, who was one of the surprise winners in 2018. This is thought to be a very Republican area. I mean, Democrats knew it was competitive, but I mean, this is where former Speaker of the House Denny Hastert was from. So it's something that Republicans have their eye on. And then similarly, in Sean Kasten's district, in a slightly closer northwest suburbs of Chicago, State Representative Jeannie Ives, who also was the more famous candidate in that race, she almost defeated then incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner in the Republican primary 2 years ago, developed a lot of name recognition there. She has a lot of credibility as a very staunch conservative in the Illinois House of Representatives. She chose a very moderate tone, and this is such an interesting thing. I know, you know, Jim talked to Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan from home, and most of these candidates did not have big parties or really any sorts of public events. They had somebody pull out a smartphone or camera or something and film a little video of them on Facebook Live. Ives's was, you know, she was sitting at a desk. It was almost like sort of a, you know, doing a mock-up of the presidential scene, and she delivered a very, you know, pre-written address into the camera and struck a very bipartisan tone, said, you know, as we're dealing with this coronavirus crisis, we need to, you know, focus on real solutions for Illinois. And she praised Governor Pritzker for going ahead with the election, because there has been some finger-pointing and questions about whether that was the right decision, although Pritzker points out that he doesn't have the authority to unilaterally cancel an election. That would take action from the General Assembly. But I digress. Anyway, 15th District and the 8th Congressional District, both in the Chicago area, are something that are expected to get national attention and national money as Democrats try to hold on to those seats they gained 2 years ago.
And I want to clarify, Lauren's in the 14th, correct?
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes. So I don't like using numbers.
Now let's talk quickly about the 15th. We've got just about 3.5 minutes left. And it looks like Republican Mary Miller will take on Democrat Erica Weaver. This is a district where John Shimkus is retiring, a huge district encompassing central and southern Illinois, a land area larger than the state of Maryland. Real quickly, Jim, what can you tell us about Mary and Erica?
Well, Mary Miller is a first-time candidate, but she is well-connected. She is married to State Representative Chris Miller, and she has picked up endorsements with the House Freedom Caucus, with their PAC organization, and also personal endorsements from several congressional leaders with them. Erica Weaver ran a race with very little money. She is a public defender in Coles County. She serves on the school board in Mattoon. She's also a first-time candidate, also the only African-American in among the eight candidates who ran in the 15th district in the two primaries.
And both of them defeated, you know, a field of four men. They had three men both of them defended, beat three men in both of their races, correct?
That is the case. Weaver in the case with really not much organization at all, although I'd say none of the Democratic candidates in the 15th had much organization. Miller had, I think, probably the best organization, and she had, I think, more campaign money just for the primary than all of the other candidates in both parties.
And Jim, quickly, tell me why these either winner, Mary Miller or Erica Weaver, could be a one-time member of Congress.
A one-time member of Congress because redistricting is coming, of course, with the 2020 census. So the next race will be run on a new district map. Illinois is losing population and is expected to lose a congressional seat, so there will only be 17 districts instead of 18. Whoever is the 15th district Congress member, who frankly is probably going to be a Republican, may find themselves in a new district with another incumbent there as well.
Interesting. Well, real quickly, Brian, we got 30 seconds left. I mean, we could see, because of COVID-19, really the race going forward being really different.
Yeah, I mean, there are questions right now about whether there will be political conventions. I heard some national reporters on NPR last night saying, we don't know when the next primary will actually be. So this is definitely something that none of us has ever lived through in terms of covering a presidential election. And it's going to be fascinating and frightening and something that we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, we've been talking with Illinois State House reporter Brian Mackey and WILL senior reporter Jim Meadows about this week's Illinois primary, with a cloud of the coronavirus hanging over it. Thank you both for joining us remotely.
Good to be with you.
You're welcome.
And you are listening to The 21st. I'm Reginald Hardwick. We'll have more in just a moment.